Arla Bay's ER, more Hilchos Sferosayim, Tar Halacha.
We're talking about the different Minhagim of Sfira and what they're based on, different Minhagim of when to conduct one ourselves with Tzas Avelus, as the Poskim call it, and what it's based on. So, Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, we basically talked about much of this last night. Rav Moshe makes very clearly the categories, goes over the shitas, and says, look, either they, according to some shitas, they died, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died from, we'll call it from Pesach, till either Lag, Lamed Gimel, or Lamed Dalet, Ba'omer, based on a medrash that they died until Preus Chatzeres, and you keep Avelus until then, and you're keeping Avelus the days they died, to Lamed Gimel Baomer. Let's say that's the most normal, the most normative shita. They died to Lamed Gimel Baomer, and so you do Avelus to Lamed Gimel Baomer. The other shita is that they died the whole Hamshech Hazman, but they only died 30. But in counting, they died 33 days, because the days she'ein omrim tachnun, they didn't die. The Midas Hadin is not as heavy on those days, and therefore they only died on yomim she'omrim tachnun, which if you make a cheshbon with Shabbos and Pesach, etc., and Rish Chodesh, so it comes out 33 days. So so within that, there's different minhagim. So you keep 33 days. So some keep from Rish Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos. Some keep from Rish Chodesh Iyar until Shloshes Me'agbola, and some keep from after Rish Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos. And there's other permutations. What the Moshe says is that Nirali Chiddush, he says that you can change Menhagim from year to year, but he says only within. At first, he says you cannot change what everybody says, or he says you could change, he says you can't. Meaning, if you're keeping from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, you can't change to the other minig of, from let's say Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shlosha Shemei Hagbala, because it's based on a different, you can change if you're keeping the same concept, and it's just different permutations. If you hold they died for 33 days from Pesach till Shavuos, so then within that, there's different ways of keeping 33 days. So that you can change from year to year, because it's the same thing. You're just keeping a different way. It's just a different way of keeping the 33 days. But you're still doing the same idea. Mashengen, to change to the other minog, which is from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, that's based on a different idea. That's when they died, and you're keeping Avelus when they died. So there, you have no right to just arbitrarily change minhagim. That's a fundamental change in minhag, and that you can't do. Then he says in the next paragraph that there is one shita. There is a sheet that there is a shita that even in keeping 33 days, again they died for 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And there's different ways of figuring the 33 days, but there is one sheet that one of the ways you can keep 33 days is by keeping from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, even though it means counting Pesach, and it means counting Shabbos, and it means counting Rosh Chodesh, and you're going with the sheet that they only died on Yomim She'omrim Bo Tachanun, but there is such a sheet that he says, so Ulai, he says, but there may be, and then keeping from Pesach to Lag BaOmer would also be in line with the Shita that they died the whole Hemshech Zman from Pesach to Shavuos, but only 33 days of those days, and you're keeping 33 days. That would, if you went with that Shita that from Pesach to Lag BaOmer is also just a way of counting off 33 days, then you would be allowed, according to his chiddush, you would be allowed to switch from that minhag or to that minhag from the, you know, from the other minhag, meaning from, let's say, Pesach, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shloisha Shemei Hagbola, because it's again just a way of keeping 33 days. La halacha, you know, maybe you can say Safik Darabanan Lekula, but it's just one shita that says that from Pesach to Lag BaOmer is also just a way of counting off 33 days. So it's a Lemaisa Tzorichin Lemaisa. What the Velt says over there, Ramosha holds you can switch, and usually people are not even aware of the permutations. They just know from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, which is easier to keep because Chalamoid you could listen to music, and Shabbos you're not listening to music, and Avon Malkum is Stomo, you're allowed to listen to music, and anyway you're allowed to listen to music, or else you're going to get depressed. So it became very Mutushtash. But really, Rav Moshe says you're not allowed to change between these two Ikkum and Hogim. And then he says maybe you can, based on what I said. And Tzorich Iyun Lamai.